Your number one hit music station. This is Spin, and you're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Hope you're well this morning.
What a tune, by the way.
Oh, man. Go on, Cardi. What she asked. Get that album out. Listen, we have a question for you this morning. We'd love your voice notes and your stories on this. Question being, what have you missed because you overslept?
Oh, God, okay. How long is your list?
Oh, it's pretty damn long, but this question's on my mind because something truly way beyond anything I could ever imagine sleeping in for. I've secondhand anxiety for this person because of something I witnessed in terms of oversleeping over the weekend. So, I was in the UK and it was my boyfriend's first cousin's wedding.
Okay.
So I went over on Friday. The wedding was on Saturday. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was very, very typically English now. Lots of hay bales lying around at this wedding.
I don't know what to say about that, but okay.
Yeah, look, do you know what? It was actually, it was very quaint and lovely, I have to say.
Where was the wedding?
And a really good gang of people. It was very North Yorkshire.
North Yorkshire. No,
yeah, real friendly, lovely people and all the rest, right?
Good gang, but the English. You always said it.
Go easy, go easy. This was a particularly lovely gang of people. But basically, typically, if you tend to have a wedding at a venue, it might be the occasion that close family, mom, dad, all the rest, and maybe the bridal party and the groomsmen and stuff might go to the venue the night before. Mm-hmm. And then be there for hair and makeup and get ready in the morning with pictures and all
that.
Would that
be the rehearsal?
There might be a slight rehearsal, but I know, for example, when my sister got married, it was in like a part of West Cork, and we all did go down to the venue the night before and stay and stuff. So
okay.
You're not travelling on the day. So that's what happened with those guys. And when we were chatting to everybody when we arrived, it sounded pretty clear that they'd given it a good go on the Friday night before the wedding. It all got a bit loosey-goosey.
That always seems to happen, and I think it's a very silly idea.
Yeah, no, we were very strict on it for my sister's wedding, that it would just be dinner and a chat and off to bed. So everyone was waking up feeling great on the morning of the wedding.
Everyone's giddy though, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. It's so exciting. And I think that's what happened. So we sit down for the dinner, and after the dinner, the speeches commence.
This is the actual wedding now.
This is the actual wedding now. I'm there. Say, for example, I wasn't there on the Friday.
Okay.
I just heard that they'd had a good one on the Friday night.
Oh no.
And as we were sitting down having dinner, what I thought was the best man gave an absolutely whopper speech. He was brilliant. I thought, wow, that guy is giving it. As in, he had so much confidence.
That is a true best man, true best friend.
A true best friend. Knows this guy inside out. Understand why he was chosen to be the best man on this. He really prepped this speech. And it was only afterwards that my boyfriend Jack told me that wasn't the best man. I was like, what are you talking about? He was brilliant. He was like, nah. He was called up about 2 hours ago because the real best man still hasn't woken up from last night.
Oh my God.
Stop. Stop. No.
The best man from this wedding slept through the ceremony.
No.
The dinner.
Oh.
Even his own speech.
I think
this is
they
no
might
word
have
of a lie.
Accidentally given the best man title to the worst man.
No.
That's what's happened here.
The worst man, yes.
I don't know if I believe that. I feel like you would have to have woken up at some point.
They were prodding him all day, checking on him. Are you going to get up? Are you going to get up? He was in a bad old way and there was no sign of him. He emerged at his best friend's wedding at 20 to 8 that night.
Oh my God.
Missed his own speech. I don't know at what point they teed up this other lad to give a speech, but he was excellent. Like, kudos to this guy. But I just thought, the secondhand anxiety, the fear you'd have. I've slept in on some stuff like work, which is scary. But imagine sleeping in for the whole day of your best friend's wedding and missing the speech that you've had months and months to prep and deliver.
And some fella who just put 2 hours in ChatGPT in the hallway just went,
like, welcome one and all. He was delighted to have his moment, this fella. He was giving it welly, in fairness. Probably trying to cover for the fact that, you know, someone had left.
Yeah, I've always been the best man. What's your name again?
Should we be concerned about how ready this alternative was with the speech? Like, did he slip like the guy something? Why did he have such a great speech prepared?
I just can't believe it. I've never heard the likes of it, to actually sleep in the whole day, to appear at your friend's wedding after 8 p.m. to miss the speech.
Like throwing the understudy off the stage. Oh my God, what happened?
Well,
but I am prepared.
To have something prepared. It's like, why is it laminated?
We'd love to hear from you on this morning. What have you missed because you overslept? I presume it's nothing that hectic now, to be honest with you. But it could have been something significant that you still go, I can't believe. And you know that feeling when
you wake up
and you've slept in and you go, oh my God. Just throws you for the whole day or the whole week, depending on what it was. So, what have you missed because you overslept? Get in touch. 087 711 103. That's our number. We'd love your voice notes. We'd love your messages. All the usual stuff. So, 087 711 1038. What have you missed because you overslept? The fear of that poor fellow.
Fear.
I've gone back to work insane. Yesterday morning.
Is he awake?
How was the speech? I don't know his name. How was the speech, Jake?
It was crying.
Apparently, it was brilliant.
Billie Eilish now. This is Birds of a Feather on Spin. Lovely sunny one in Dublin, I hope.
Oh, it's
this
lovely.
Morning.
I was just up on the balcony.
Is it
gorgeous,
nice?
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Okay, good, good, good. Listen, we want to know this morning, what have you missed because you overslept? 087-711-1038. I only mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago when I was a tiny bit late for work that I've overslept in the past for my sister's graduation ceremony. Just about made it to the meal for the dessert. I slept in for my first ever radio gig. I was an hour from where it used to be and the show was already underway. But the reason that I asked this morning is because I was at a wedding over the weekend and I couldn't believe it when I realised that the best man had slept in. They obviously had a real big night there at the venue on the Friday night. He'd slept in for the entire day, missed the ceremony, missed the dinner, missed his own speech.
That's crazy, man. That is way too much. You know what I'd hate to sleep in for is like a world event. Like if something was going on like Sky News and everyone was watching it and I wake up and it's like, oh yeah, it's over now.
Yeah. They have a resolve now or whatever.
You were just still thinking about the Pope. I feel like it's...
it would drive me insane. Like, I was asleep and I woke up to the notification Pope Francis died and it was 2 hours ago. I was like, where have I been? What have I been doing?
I think you're good. Like, you're catching up on the info. Like, I don't think you missed anything too crazy. RIP and all, but like...
So what have you missed because you've overslept? Does a top missing your own speech as a best man? Anything that comes to mind, give us a voice note. Give us a text on 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp. I was just telling you that I was at a wedding last weekend and I honestly was shocked. I mean, I'm a devil for sleeping in. I've slept through like my sister's graduation. I've slept through my first ever radio gig, but I think this took the biscuit. The best man at the wedding slept through the entire day after kind of giving it welly on the Friday night at the venue. He missed his own speech. He missed the ceremony, but the speech, I suppose, was the big one. And I just couldn't believe it. They had to pull in like a different guy who was like part of the groom's crew, what's it called? The groomsmen.
Groomsmen.
And he was ready to go, and in fairness to him, I think he did a great job, to the point where I didn't even have a clue that he wasn't the best man until after the fact. Anyway, we're asking you this morning, what have you missed because you overslept? And Jago was in touch.
Went to a funeral. Usual story, actors of a funeral, Irish funeral. Mm. Left the pub about halfway that evening. Went home to my mum's house, not even my own house, to my mum's house, and fell asleep in the box room. Woke up about 9:30 that evening. I had about 25 missed phone calls. I'd missed the suit fitting for my pal's wedding and I was the best man. Oh my God. The phone must have had about 40 missed phone calls and I was actually KO'd and they could only fit us in that evening.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that went down like a lead balloon.
Oh, and a nice little penny suit now for Jago for the wedding.
What's with these best men? Like, what's the best about them?
And it's so Irish as well to talk about a wedding and a funeral in the same voice notes.
I just don't understand. Like, I wouldn't sleep in for a meeting. I wouldn't sleep in for anything. Like, I'm too much anxiety to not be there 5 minutes late or early.
Good, Dave.
I'm brilliant.
Oh, you're the best boy. Oh,
well done.
Fiona, I feel like I've met like a sister of such when it comes to the love for the sleep.
Oh, I'd be a fan of a nap. I'd be partial.
Would you?
To be, I'm like, do not want to say how much of a nap I took when I came out of here yesterday. I was saying to you this morning, it started downstairs and then I took it up to the bedroom. And it was... That's how every good thing goes. And I loved every second. But... I don't think I've ever slept in for anything too crazy. I went to drama school. I don't know if you guys can tell but my dramatic renditions of The Cash Machine. But I think on the second day, it's very strict.
Is this Billy Barry's?
No, it was adult drama school, like the Gaiety School of Acting. Thank you very
much. Like recently.
Darling. It was a good few years ago now. But they're very strict. They're like, be there at 8, be ready to warm up, not a stitch of makeup on you, all wearing black, all uniform, blah, blah, blah. Know your lines. The whole shebang. And the warm up started at 8. I think I woke up on the second day and I lived like an hour away. I think I woke up at like 7:30 or something. And you know when you're in denial and like I was like screaming at my mom. I was like, you need to drive me. She was like, I can't bring you down the keys. Like it's gonna take ages. And the warm up teacher was like this really strict American woman who literally would like bang a stick all the time. And
she used to bang a stick in drums.
Stuff. No, it was. I'll fill you guys in at some stage. And then she like arrived at the door already sweating when I got there and she was like, you can't come in. And I was like, no. And like when everyone got out of the warm up, they like saw how like my fellow fellow students saw how shook I was, and they just like hugged me as if I'd just like lost a loved one. They were like, girl, what did you do?
Oh my God.
So that was bad.
Yeah, but it's
not the worst.
It's how it makes you feel. That's the thing. And it's how other people make you feel, the shame of it.
Not good.
See, guys, I just haven't slept in for anything.
Oh,
really.
Dave. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just very good like that.
Cuiva is standing by. What did you sleep in for, Cuiva?
I slept through my first Christmas Eve as a hairdressing apprentice.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's a bad day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 20 years ago, still traumatised. Never slept out for work since.
And come here, tell me this, Cuiva. Like, what time were you meant to start and what time did you get there for?
So we were meant to be there for 6:30 in the morning and my mum woke up with the house phone ringing at about 9:10.
The house phone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the house phone.
That just sent a chill up my spine. Yeah. Oh.
I think my ma is still traumatised now from it.
Like. So this was your big opportunity. This was your big break and you're going in and they actually brought you in on one of the busiest days of the year, I presume. Everyone yeah.
Well,
going
it wasn't. No, it wasn't my first day, but it was my first Christmas Eve.
Okay. And would that in hairdresser world be one of the busiest days of the year?
Oh, it is the busiest day of the year.
And what happened, Jaquiva? What was the repercussions?
Oh, no, it was grand. Once I got in, it was like, oh, good afternoon. I was there by 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Good afternoon.
Did you just sleep well? Oh, God.
I say it's one of those days.
Worked my socks off for that day.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that when you feel like you're having to make up for being late and you're like just manically like sweeping, cutting, drying. And it's like, girl, relax. Like, oh, yeah. Please.
But it is the worst feeling in the world. Rough. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it was bad.
All right, Cuiva, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good luck, Cuiva.
Thanks,
you too.
Bye.
Bye. What have you slept in for? 087-711-1038. Can you beat any of those? Or missing your own best man speech at your best friend's
That's
wedding?
Rough.
Shocking.
We've been asking this morning, what have you missed because you've overslept? What is a huge thing you've missed out on? And Derek was in touch.
Yeah, hey, it's been. I missed the Beyonce concert. I was meant to go to Tottenham Hotspur. Flight, 6 o'clock in the morning. Missed it, but no way was I missing Beyonce, so got the next flight about 9:30, I think it was. Again, I got to London, down to Tottenham, just as I got to the stadium, Beyonce was coming out, so worked out well in the end.
Oh my God, so you didn't overthink, you just timed everything really perfectly, Derek.
I love it, he still got to worship at the altar. He doesn't sound like your typical Beyonce fan.
No, but he's part of the Beehive.
He found a way to get to the Queen.
Mm-hmm. I wish she knew the things that people actually go through to see her. Well done, Derek.